As well, there's many reasons why in Radhika and Samarkand we have the sitting places of Chaitanya and Nityananda are on the side of Samarkand. There's many reasons for that. So this is my answer. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first came here, this was a village named Arit Gram, A-R-I-T Gram. It was named after a bull that was a Rakshas friend of Kansa. It was a yogi, became a bull named Arista, Aristasura. At the time he came here, this was a forest. It was all forest. There was some clearing in this area, some clearing in the middle of the forest, where Radha Krishna would have rasa dance. So after 4,500 years, many of the trees were cut down. And crops were planted, rice and wheat and dal and chickpeas and mustard. So all the trees were taken out of here. There's just fields. So when the Lord Chaitanya came here, it's like all fields. So you go from here to Vrindavan Chandigarh Road, there's so many fields on both sides of the road. You see all farms there. So when the Lord Chaitanya came here, there's all farms everywhere. In the middle of one field, there's a little mud puddle. Like a little mud puddle, no steps, no anything, mud puddle. And Lord Chaitanya, by transcendental vision, realized this was Samarkand. It's called Vajranavkund. Vajranavkund. Because Krishna's great grandson is named Vajranav. He's the son of Pariksit Maharaj. I think so. Aniruddha. Son of Aniruddha. Vajranav. He was in charge of this material mandal. He excavated and made different kunds. So he made Samarkand. He made a kund called Vajranavkund. He didn't make Radhakund, he made Vajranavkund. And he made steps and everything. So when they drained out Radhakund and Samarkand, the cleaning, which they did in 2009, I was living here and I saw it, took part every day, cleaning kunds. You could see the Vajranavkund in the middle of Samarkand. The walls there was like a swimming pool in the middle of a swimming pool. There was walls around Samarkand, there was walls around Vajranavkund. When Lord Chaitanya came, he discovered Vajranavkund. There was no Radhakund to discover. There was no walls, no kund, no water. It was all fields there. There was crops growing there. There was a little mud puddle, which had to be Vajranavkund. Okay? Samarkand. Vajranavkund became Samarkand, in irregular shape. When they drain out, you see the wall goes like this. It was like irregular shape. It's much smaller. And so that's where he sat and discovered it. He discovered Samarkand from the Samarkand side. Nityananda came here before Lord Chaitanya. So that's why the sitting places are there. Also, Vallabhacharya Mahaprabhu also came to Vajranavkund. And his sitting place is there, because there wasn't any Radhakund. Radhakund was developed later by Jiva Goswami. But then it was expanded over the years to the present size. There was no, the original kund was a little puddle of water right in the area of Vajranavkund. All the acharyas sitting place except Jhana, because Jhana came here much later, after Lord Chaitanya's disappearance, Madhavacharya was the first one that came here. Madhavendrapuri was the first one that came here. His sitting place is Samarkand by Govikula. Madhavendrapuri came here 100 years before Lord Chaitanya. Then he ended up with Govindakund and he discovered Srinathji, who was in Nathdwar in Rajasthan. the Nazi deity, Skopal Nazi. So his same place also in Shabakan. And it was only Shabakan, it was only Bajra Kun. You follow?
Yeah.